This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
The increasing cost of living in Austin isn't just a problem for those looking for a place to live. With more families not being able to afford living in the city limits, schools are losing students. KUT's Claire McInerney reports that at one under-enrolled school in East Austin, families are leaving the neighborhood but traveling back to keep their kids at the school.
When most school principals think about their goals for the coming year, academics or maybe budgets usually top the list. For Principal Griselda Galindo Vargas at Brook Elementary, she hopes for something else.
We're hoping that a new bee queen bee will come and find it, and then it'll bring another hive.
That's right. Brook Elementary has beehives on campus. At this school in the Go Valley neighborhood, the kids help tend to the bees, with proper suits, of course, and harvest the honey. When Vargas started 5 years ago, she wanted her students to have unique experiences at Brook, which is why, in addition to the bees,
we have classic ballet, we have acoustic guitar, we have everything that we have to do with our main theme of sustainability after school. So we have the beekeeping, the gardening, the butterfly garden club.
And a favorite among students, the animals. Yes, there's bees and a slew of chickens and a few rabbits for good measure. What's this bunny's name?
Goldie.
There's also dozens of garden beds throughout the school's property. Every class has a bed, and the students plant, tend to, and harvest their produce. On this day, teacher Francesca Hallbrook's fifth graders are harvesting kale.
So we planted this earlier in the fall, and they've been coming out and watering it during their recess time and just checking on the produce. So we were ready to harvest, and it should be in the cafeteria maybe tomorrow or the next day.
Fifth grader Elizabeth says she's never gardened before, but now?
I love planting.
What's your favorite thing you've learned having the garden?
That you have to take care of them. Always pay attention to them.
It's things like this that make parents love sending their kids to Brook. But despite her efforts, Principal Vargas says every year enrollment drops.
Every year we lose 30 to 50 kiddos.
The neighborhood is just too expensive now for most families. But regardless of where they live, some families can't imagine sending their kids anywhere else. Almost a fifth of the school's students are transfers.
Jelly bean, I need 4 Pampers and 3 pull-ups for Sarah.
Ruth Tovar has one of those students. With 4 kids, 2 school-aged, she's used to having hectic mornings getting everyone out the door. Ever since she and her husband moved their family last fall, mornings are starting earlier.
Their friends don't get up to like 6:30. They're up by 5:30, you know. By 6:30, we're in the truck already.
Their new house is 6 miles south of the airport in the Del Valle School District. But Tovar wanted to keep her third grader, Miriam, at Brook. So every morning, they get up at 5 to get ready for the day.
Find some pins, Jelly Bean.
They try to be out the door by 6:30.
See, that's our alarm. Get out the door or you're going to be late.
All 4 kids and Tovar pile into the car and start the 30 to 40 minute commute back to their old neighborhood.
See, this traffic is extra bad. We don't usually slow down this much. Darn it.
Tovar works near Brook, which makes it easier to justify the commute every day. But she also sees how Miriam is thriving at the school.
Especially a lot of the extracurricular stuff. I really believe in what they call the whole child education.
Tovar tells me how proud she is to send her kids to Austin ISD schools. She graduated from Johnston High School, now Eastside Memorial. She plans to send her oldest son there. Her parents still live in the neighborhood where Brook is, but she sees how fast it's changing.
Our church is right there on East 5th, right off of 5th and Pleasant Valley. Everybody around them is selling. They can't afford to live there because of the taxes.
When she drops off her 13-year-old at Keeling Middle School, that change is visible in the drop-off line.
Look at that. Alexis on the east side.
With enrollment at Brook continuing to drop, Tovar worries about the future of the school. It's financially difficult for the district to keep a school open if it's only half full, and it's clear new students aren't coming from the neighborhood. The district is considering consolidating schools in the area if enrollment doesn't improve. Tovar wants to see the district ramp up its marketing efforts for the school.
It's your job. It's not my... I mean, I don't mind recruiting. I don't mind telling people about how great Brook is. But why don't you dedicate some money?
For today, at least, she's just worried about getting Miriam to class on time. Claire McInerney, KUT News.